Kings Radio on Sirius Satellite Sports Byline with Franco Harris. Franco, what are you up to these days, my friend?
I'm having, like, matter of fact, I'm living my dream again. I lived my dream playing in the NFL for those years. I loved it, and now I'm in the bakery business, and I love what I do. We sell nutritional donuts called Super Donuts, and also we sell organic whole grain breads and rolls and tortillas and that sort of in the bakery line, and that's called Super Breads, Super Tortillas, and Super, you know, Super Buns. So I love being in business, and I love selling better-for-you products.
You know, there was something unique about your image in the NFL. There was this something, I mean, I guess it's best described by the immaculate reception, because there was something magical about your career, being in the right place at the right time. As you look back on your career and as you compare yourself as a running back with the style of today's running backs, whether it's an LT or a Larry Johnson or whoever, tell me, what do you think was the unique quality that you brought to the game?
Well, I really never compare running backs, because you can always say, okay, what makes somebody the better running back? Is it being faster? Is it being shiftier? Is it vision? Is it who has most yards? Is it who has more touchdowns? Is it who has more Super Bowls that's contributing to the team? So like, I leave that up to each individual team to see if that running back is valuable to them. But running backs that you mentioned, incredible. I mean, look at LaDainian right now, as you mentioned, where not only is having a great year, okay, his team is having a great year. And to me, that even makes it more special, to where his talents now is going to a championship effort, or, you know, so that's what their whole focus in. Where sometimes I look at Barry Sanders and you say, wow, incredible. But yet, he was never able to play for a championship team and never use his talent. Well, his talent was deserving of being there, but it never materialized into a championship there. So, as far as my uniqueness, it's boy, how do you really explain yourself when you look in the mirror? I guess, and I guess one thing I felt always had was good vision and good anticipation, and the ability to read things and see things very quickly, and then consequently go with that, and having a certain feel for certain situations.
I think a lot of people, Franco Harris, would say it's also the way you carried yourself, and people talk about, and Ron Jaworski on the show yesterday talked again about the way LT carries himself, that makes such a difference. The celebration when he set the record on Sunday, the way the entire team came over to celebrate with him. You on that Steelers team had a pretty significant sense of family as well. Tell us about that.
Yes, we did, and I tell people that even though we had some of the greatest football players of all time on the field, we also had great people with great character off the field. And to me, that was part of the bond. And that was part of the bond that really helped us be good for a long period of time. And I tell people that it just wasn't 1 year or 2 years we were good. I mean, I look at it as a whole decade that we were the best, or we were in a running for the best for a whole decade. And with that, it has to be more than just pure athletic ability. It has to be the character of the people, and we just had some people that were just great guys that you wanted to be with and you wanted to play with, but you also wanted to be with.
Of course, Terry Bradshaw is such a visible part of that team today, but other people who've been on the show, like Rocky Blyer, who came back from so much. And then, of course, the influence of an owner who understood cultivating that sense of family was important. What about your head coach? And today's coaches today, do you think it's possible to have that sense of family? Tell me about your head coach, Mr. Noel.
Well, there's no doubt about it that that Chuck helped cultivate that, where he was a coach that knew how to give you your freedom and your space, but yet he knew that there was a certain amount of control and discipline that still had to be there. And I feel that he was a master at balancing that. And because you felt very, very free. You could be your own person, you know. You can develop your own character, but yet you knew you had to do it within the confines of being part of a team, and part of a team that had this goal of wanting to be the best. So however you develop yourself, whatever you do, that's fine. But make sure it doesn't take away from the team and what we're trying to do here. And he did a masterful job at balancing that. And that's a tough thing to do, is to, as we always ask coaches, about knowing your talent, but also you have to know personalities.
Well, let's inject a little bit of Ron Jaworski and his comments about today's running backs and that sense of team. Sometimes in the culture of the NFL today with free agency, obviously a lot of players get away from that.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and clearly Jim Brown was a great player. Eric Dickerson, Walter Payton, Emmitt Smith. You can go on and on and on. And I'm not going to say, you know, LaDainian Tomlinson is the greatest running back ever, but certainly Marty Schottenheimer believes that. He coaches the guy. He's with him every single day. I could understand why Marty Schottenheimer feels so strongly about LaDainian Tomlinson, and actually why the San Diego Chargers feel so strongly about LT. If you saw what happened when he scored that 29 touchdown, you saw the entire offensive line, the quarterback, the fullback Lorenzo Neal, the wide receivers all go there and hoist LaDainian in the air. That's how strongly they feel about him. So I can understand where Marty Schottenheimer is coming from.
What about that? As you evaluate LT, because of that, because of his versatility, is he a unique individual in the history of this game?
And I guess what Ron was talking about was that he was talking about the total person. And everybody can have great talent on the field, but it's also, as I said, how you carry yourself away from the field when you're in the locker room, when you're with the guys, just in other situations. And those are the things that really build the bond, that really build that togetherness. And those are the things that really help take you into the championships. And what he's saying is that LaDainian brings that. And I had a chance last year to do a little shoot with him and just spend some time in the afternoon just talking with him, and during that time, I mean, you could really see and feel that with him as a person was more than just football. And so when I was hearing Ron talk, it was, I said, yep, that's the exact feeling that I got being around him. And so those are the guys that make a difference, and those are the guys that help bond the team. And sure, you need that talent, and you need for them to perform on the field. But just as I mentioned earlier, that bond that you also create off the field is also the one that helps propel you into the championships.
Talking with Franco Harris here, we're going to be joined in a second by Luke Jensen. His father also played in the NFL. We'll talk a little bit more about Lamar Hunt and his legacy.
Wait, Luke Jensen? Luke Jensen?
Luke Jensen. Luke Jensen. Do you know Luke Jensen?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Luke, are you on, buddy?
Yes, I am. Franco, how's the backhand?
Luke, I can't believe this. This is a wonderful surprise.
Nice to hear your voice. Franco, how's the family?
Everybody is doing well. And I got an email this morning, because I'm out here in the West Coast, that you're on a show this morning. And I turned it on, but I guess I missed it. So it's a real pleasure to be with you on this phone call.
Well, it's an honor. I'll tell you, Nick, you know, one of the great men in professional sports, Franco Harris, is an inspiration to so many people on and off the
you
field.
Got that,
and
right.
One of the things that I've loved that I tell kids today who don't even follow football, follow the play. Franco makes the immaculate reception because he does exactly what Joe Papa told him to do. Follow the play, follow the ball, and good things happen, and great things happen to Franco.
And I want to tell you, Nick, this guy has elevated my tennis game incredibly. And I'm a better tennis player because of Luke. Thank you, Luke. This is a real nice surprise, I tell you.
Well, Franco, we had to get you out of that metal racket that you started out with and gave you a graphite. That's all I did.
You did a lot more than that, buddy. You know that. Just, boy.
Hey, Franco, I saw you at a tournament, and you know what? You may not have had the strokes, but you're such a great athlete. You just got it done anyway.
Well, now, you know, because people like Luke and going to function with them year after year and year out, now I have the technique. Because you're absolutely right. When you first start something, you do it with athleticism. You know what I mean? You have to run down things and get there and do this and do that. And now I feel so confident in my play that, you know, because I, you know, now I know techniques. Because when you're a pro, there's just things that you just know differently. And get little tips from these pros and just watching them, it takes you to a whole new level. So I was very, you know, I'm very fortunate to be around guys like Luke. That now I tell people today, I said, I play tennis better today than I did when I was in my 30s and 40s. So it's great.
Hey guys, let's talk about, it's just so unique, and what we try to do on this show is crossbreed different sports. And Luke, your father was in the NFL, and you've brought that sense of being what I call the Ronnie Lott of tennis. And I'd love to get Franco's comment on this. You know, the attitude that even in tennis, where it's a very mental game, it's not as physical, that the attitude, the assertiveness, the aggressiveness, the mental instincts on the game, they're still very important. The same skills on the NFL field that make a great linebacker, a great running back, can make a great tennis player.
Well, also a great business person, an impact person in life. One of the greatest tennis matches that I ever played was a little pro-am at Chris Everett Charity. And Franco and I were playing, and we were down in this pro set, and Franco refused to lose. I mean, we're out there and we're having fun, but in the end, we're keeping score. And real champions in life, when it's on the line, lift their level, and they refuse to lose. Even though Franco, it's not his natural sport, he wanted to win, and we ended up coming back and winning in the biggest comeback in that charity's history.
That was so much fun. Where you know, we just look at it because, you know, Nick, that in football, that each play is very important in that fourth quarter. And believe me, we were in the fourth quarter in dire situation, and we just played each point like it was a championship game. And it was so much fun. Once again, because in tennis, I try to, I guess, put myself in tough situations and face tough situations. And sometimes, I also played with his brother when the next match point, or like the big point, was the next point, and I would have them serve to me. And now I would lose more than I would win, but it's great to face that challenge. And
you know, Franco, we got to go for this segment, and we'd love for you to stay, but I know you got to go. But
yes,
listen, we just want to say this, that you brought the sense of that championship attitude to every single play on the football field, and the NFL and all of us are better for it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Hey, Luke, nice talking with you.
Talk to you soon, buddy.
We love you, Franco.
Merry
appreciate it, buddy.
Happy New Year.
You bet, man.
Okay,
Franco Harris, when we come back, Luke Jensen on the legacy of Lamar Hunt, not only in the NFL, but in tennis, too. We'll be right back on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite.